Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Thunderheads, a podcast for Thunder fans by Thunder fans.
Welcome to Thunderheads. I'm Brandon Soule, joined as always by Rob Larson.
What's up?
And the dark and stormy Jason Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Rob, I've heard, and maybe this is just speculation, but are you a Dragon Ball Z fan?
I can put these rumors to rest. I have never watched Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, so you asked us if we knew about it.
Yeah.
What was the motive?
Like, so he sent
And then you
Jason,
quickly said, no.
Jason sent a message last night where he was all excited that he used a Z instead of an S. It was something that ended
I didn't even remember. That's how it started.
Yeah, and it ended with a Z, and I was like, Dragon Ball Z for some reason.
Okay,
I have no idea.
So your brain just went there.
Yeah.
I thought you could maybe fill me in on that green guy.
I watched a little bit of it. I never got into it. Like, I had cousins that I would hang out with when I was a kid, and they loved it. And I would like want to like it because they liked it. But I was
then
just,
you were just like, they just keep their mouths open and go, oh!
Yeah.
For
and then they go
long?
Super Saiyan. That part's cool.
What?
Super Saiyan?
Is that no. when they turn into
But
parts?
You know, like thinking of Dragon Ball Z, it made me think of other 90s cartoons.
Like Dexter's Laboratory?
Ooh, yes.
That was a
good one. Dexter's Laboratory was good. That was a good show. I got some others. Bobby's World.
That was
I
a good
love
one.
Bobby's World.
I feel like that was based on you as a kid.
It was, yeah.
It does seem like it.
Howie Mandel.
Your head's not quite
and the
as...
mom that had the weird, that weird
don't
accent.
You know.
Don't you know. Yeah.
Don't you know.
Doug? I was never a big Doug fan, but it was all right.
I love Doug.
Yeah. Most people like Doug. Skeeter.
Just do the whole thing.
Skeeter. Who's the Skeeter of this group?
Why don't everybody look at me?
I feel like you should deem probably, who the Skeeter is.
I think maybe that means I'm the Skeeter.
Rugrats. What about Animaniacs?
Oh, that
never
was good.
Watched
I liked them. Pinky and the Brain
Pinky
as
and
the
brain.
Best part of Animaniacs.
About Johnny Bravo or Beavis and Butthead, which totally doesn't fit with these other ones that I'm bringing up.
That was a little too far.
Okay, so on to Thunder Talk. Mitch McGarry. Everyone heard.
Fucking up.
An additional 10-game suspension, which means he's going to be out the first 15 games in the year. That is, if he's even an NBA player this year, I don't really know. I mean, so the word is, from the Vertical, that yes, he tested positive for the third time, which earned him his first five games. And then he didn't follow
the
procedure.
Protocol,
yeah, right, the protocol, right. The drug program, which makes you think like either he didn't show up for a drug test, he didn't.
Right.
He didn't go to like a class they require or something.
Or
you
maybe
know?
They're like, hey, maybe don't go party in Miami or something
right.
in
so
the offseason. And he's like, fuck that. I'm going to do it.
So he's just time and time again, you got to think he's on his way out of Oklahoma City in some manner, right?
It's so disappointing though because we had talked previously about what his role might be whenever he does after that five games. And I was just really hoping that we'd get one more look at him. Just to see what they had with him. Hopefully he can revert back to that, McDoubles.
Right.
And just, I mean, they need some value out of him. And it's disappointing.
Well, yeah. I mean, even if they were going to move him before this, just hurts his value.
He has
almost no
next to no value.
Except for like maybe the Kings or the Sixers would be like, yeah, dude's amazing.
Right. Well, something that maybe like a team might be like, he'll get it together. He wants to play. Right. Or they might talk to him, sit down with him, be like, listen, we need to know that you're in it for good. You're going to do what you need to do to be on the court
and
for
like,
us.
Maybe and, we can help you pass drug tests. Illegally.
Because honestly, if you give up a second round pick as another team for Mitch McGarry and he gets his act together a little bit, it'll pay off. Yeah. You know, he's got skills. We've seen that he has skills in the past. But the thing is
it's not just the weed thing, too. It's also injuries. Like,
yeah. Like, I mean, how many
no
times
way for him to
he's
stay
been
on the
injured
court.
A couple times, I yeah. guess. Yeah, I mean.
In college, and then when he got here.
And he can't stop smoking pot.
Really can't. Like, he really
and
likes
And you
it.
Know that.
Can't blame him.
The thing is that I feel like as an NBA player, there's a lot of NBA players that smoke pot. I guarantee it.
Oh. Yeah.
So don't they know? Don't they have like an inside track, inside information? Someone say, hey, you got a drug test coming up on this date. Just be clean for that.
Well, I mean, you remember right? that where KD had like that thing of weed fall out of his car or whatever. Mm-hmm,
on,
like,
TMZ.
Yeah. So, I mean, they all smoke pot. But yeah, so maybe they have like maybe every 3 months or something they get tested or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that they know when the test is coming. It probably comes a couple times a year and that's it. And
I think it's worse once you've already been popped. And you're doing probably. The other
then
ones.
They do randoms.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the random ones. And I don't know what exactly it was. Like, you know, whatever he did with the program that he was supposed to be somewhere that he wasn't, obviously.
Are you kind of surprised that the NBA even tests for pot anymore? I mean, I guess we don't actually know that that's what he tested positive for, right?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah. That's what
do we know that for sure? Has that been...
I mean, I don't have the second know for a fact.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe it was cocaine or something. I don't know.
That would be crazy. Like,
but it could be. I mean, that's just, not like a crazy Mitch thing.
Just balling out.
It wouldn't surprise me.
No, I'm sure he does that also.
But with Thunder sitting at 16 contracts, something has to happen before the season starts.
And there's your thing.
Is it a foregone conclusion? He's not on the team day one. What are the chances? Give me your percentage.
I still say 50-50. Because
really?
Yeah. So
just
I mean,
because you don't think we can get value from, like,
well, and also I mean, I think he's one of those guys that because of all of the issues he's had, he has more value to Oklahoma City than he does to anybody else, because you can't get anything for him.
Right.
And so I think if you can get 15 games, and that's a lot whenever you're considering 82 total games. And so 15 is a big chunk of that schedule. But if he looks good in practice and he's whatever, saying the right things, he's going to stay on track. And mm-hmm. I mean, I think you give him a chance still and see what he can do.
I was going through his tweets the other day, and he was replying to some people talking to him, replying to one of his tweets, you know, basically calling him. People have been pretty mean to him on Twitter and stuff, like, oh, you need to get your shit together. You're going to be out of the NBA, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, who do people think they are, first of all, for just tweeting at a professional athlete being like, you're a piece of shit, basically. Right. You know, like, come on.
While they're smoking weed.
But one guy had replied to Mitch McGarry's tweet and said, hey, keep your head up, man. He was like being positive about it. And Mitch replied to him and he said, thanks and everything. He was like, I just messed up. It's not going to happen again. I'm getting on the right track or whatever. And so that's kind of interesting. Yeah, you know,
that's kind of a positive.
Yeah, it is a positive. But I guess the question I would ask you, Rob, is, you said 50-50. So say another team out there just wants to get younger. They just want to get some young pieces. They don't mind dishing out a maybe a second round pick or maybe two of them for Mitch McGarry. And the Thunder just kind of, they have 16 contracts anyways. He seems kind of like the odd man out at this point. I mean, it kind of seems like it could happen, right? If you just have like a Toronto or someone that is just like, we just want a guy, we want to get younger. We need a power forward, a young power forward that, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. It really just depends on what the market is for him. And I think that's an extreme outlier, I would say. Like the fact that somebody might want to give up a pick to be able to bring him in whenever he hasn't shown, for one, that he can stay on the court. And even that little brief spurt that he had where he looked really good. Mm. I mean, other than that, it was like there's not much else that you can
do. No, you're right.
Is that maybe why we brought in LaVert? Because we knew.
I mean, that's kind of what it seems like. I mean, but you can also make the case like that the Thunder brought in LaVert to replace Cantor, essentially. Yeah, I mean, LaVert's kind of a mystery at this point. You know, we're not real sure what his role is even going to be. I actually have a question and over under later that we're going to get to about that. But this is the listeners episode. I should have mentioned in the beginning, this is the listeners episode, and we got some topics that you guys submitted, and it's time to get to them, right?
Agreed.
Okay, let's do it. We're drawing. So this is just going to be completely from hats, from really terrible hats too. Like
the
you need to get some hats.
I need
Jason.
Better hats.
Okay, so draw the first one, Jason.
Uh-oh.
Just one.
I'm mixing them up.
I already did that.
Yeah,
did
I'm
you not just see me
with
shake
my fingers?
Okay.
They're really long.
Yeah, arts and crafts boy over here.
All right. At Ancient Dope, with low expectations for OKC, at what point is the season considered successful? First round exit, second round exit, or Western Conference Finals appearance?
It's a good question.
It's a really good question.
I think low expectations, I don't know if is exactly accurate, but relative to what expectations have been in the past for the Thunder, yes, they are low. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like,
well, I think first you look at, so without, obviously without Kevin Durant here, I think the first expectation is they have to make the playoffs, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have to make,
that's an expectation.
You're not,
for sure.
You're not banking on, you know, if there's injuries or whatever, you have to make the playoffs. And then I would say, I kind of expect them to be not an 8 or a 7 seed. Like, I'm expecting something like a 5 or a 6.
Right. I think we've talked about 4 to 6, right, somewhere, yeah, in that range.
At that point, I think there's a real chance that you could win a first round.
Mm-hmm. I think successful series. For me, I think second round appearance would, yeah, be successful in my eyes.
But so what would be the disappointment? So if obviously if they don't make playoffs, but what about a first round exit?
It's,
it depends on who it is too.
It does.
If it's to Dallas. Ugh.
Right. If there's someone that you look at and you're like, man, the Thunder are better. The Thunder have more talent than that team. They should not lose. On paper, they're the better team.
What if they lost to the Trailblazers?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
That's a good one.
Very,
I mean,
comparable,
I feel like
teams,
that's
there.
They're similar now.
Right.
So who do you think right now, who do you think is the better team, Portland or the Thunder?
I'll take OKC.
Yeah.
I think it's really close.
It's close, though.
It is.
It's very, right, close.
They're different teams. Portland's going to shoot you out of the
lights
gym.
Out.
The Thunder, yeah, are going to muscle you out of the gym. So.
That could be a 4-5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right there.
Absolutely.
I mean, that could be our first round.
I
feel
this,
like that's a same 7-game series, 6-7.
Although the, yeah, Blazers did pick up Azeli, who will help them, you know, match up with a team like the Thunder. But I do kind of feel like the Blazers might... I think we talked about it before, about how everyone overlooked them last year, and they kind of just...
Especially us, not this guy. Right. Rob didn't.
I like
he knew
them.
What was happening.
Yeah, but they've kind of floated under the radar. They surprised some teams, and then when the playoffs came, they kind of...
And I mean, it might be like when the Suns blew up that one year and made the playoffs. Like, everybody was like, oh, wow, they're suddenly good. And
the Suns are shit.
Now they're shit, but it's like everybody kind of like corrects for them after that.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
And you're like, oh, okay. They
start paying attention. Yeah. They're like, oh, we got to get ready to play these guys.
Right.
So would you rather have, this is not really on the same topic, but as the best, who has the best guy in that series, if they do? I mean, are you taking Russ?
Yeah,
all
of
day?
Course.
Yeah.
100%.
Damian Lillard is so good. Though.
He's really good.
He's not
he's
as
really,
good
really
as Russ.
Good,
he's so good.
He's really,
he's
really
not
good.
As good as Russ.
I mean, I agree, but I mean, he can, the way that he can just take over a game.
Yeah, he can. You know, you're right. He can totally.
He
does it scoring and shooting.
Oh, yeah.
It's shooting the ball, really, is when he takes over the game in a way like Curry.
Right.
Whereas Russ can take over the game scoring, passing, stuff like that. I mean, he can do it all.
I think Russ is more of, I think for him, what really scares me is that he is somebody that will get in his own head and he will tend to get a lot of turnovers. And if he's frustrated,
he'll get caught up in the one-on-one game a little bit too.
Yeah. Whereas Lillard, I think, and especially whenever he's hot, it's just like Curry. It's
and
like,
Lillard
watch
has
out.
A history against the Thunder too, where he gets hot.
Yeah.
I mean, McCollum actually hasn't been very good against the Thunder in the past.
That's weird.
At least
dude's good.
From what I can recall. Yeah, I think he's a little overrated though.
Really?
Just a little. I think that he's a tad overrated.
I like him a lot.
He's all right. He's a little overrated. All right, next one.
Next one.
Draw two like an Una. Uno. Una?
Una?
Una.
You don't know how to speak Spanish.
Thank you.
At Matt Harrison 51, who has to improve the most on the Thunder roster to make this team a top 4 seed?
Cam.
Campaign?
Yep.
It's a good answer.
So I've said it the entire time. If they're going to have success, Cam's going to have to
bring it,
play a big role, especially because I think that they're going to use Oladipo in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. And obviously those minutes are going to be staggered and it's not going to be all on Cam. But I really think he's going to have to improve from what we saw, because last year, I mean, he had good spurts where he looked really good and you could tell he's going to be a really good player.
Right.
But I think for this team, for what they're going to need, I think it's got to be Cam.
So you see him as the X factor for the Thunder season.
The question was who needs to improve,
right?
So,
I mean, technically, that could be seen as X factor, right? Because if he does improve enough, they can grab a 4 seed. They can contend in the Western Conference.
I don't know that I would view him as the X factor. I think I more so would think, and another answer to this question could be Cantor.
That was going to be my answer. My answer is going to be Cantor, but I can see Cam. Yeah, I can make a case for Cam too.
they're going to need something out of – they're going to need a lot out of Cantor. You're right, because – and especially – well, and it's weird, though, that you're – so whenever I was thinking about this, I was thinking, how can they fill whatever they lost with Kevin Durant?
Who's Phil?
And so what I was thinking was, if you. Anything, Thank it you. Might be Oladipo as well, because
– Yeah, I mean, but it's one of those things.
He's already good, I think.
It's kind of, he is good, but it's an unknown. It's like, what is he going to look like on this team? What is his role exactly going to be? How is he going to fit in the offense? How are they going to use him? Is he going to catch and shoot a lot? Is he going to handle the ball a lot and have Russ off the ball more than he's ever been?
I feel like Russ and him will kind of interchange pieces a lot. Like they'll kind of like.
I mean, do you think it's going to be like my turn, your turn type thing, which could be effective with those two?
I hope not.
I hope it's not as like I hope my turn, really, your turn is where it's forcing the ball to him.
Yeah.
Like a certain
someone. I'm going to go one on one. If I don't get by him, I'm going to just pass to you and then you do that.
Yeah. Which is exactly what we saw, especially in the playoffs last year with him and KD.
And then instead of making it, we'll turn it over.
Yeah. Cool. 8 times, final minute and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Since we're winning.
So who'd you go?
We're clearly not still bitter.
I agree with your point about Cam, but I would say in order for them to be a four seed, that Cantor's defense specifically will be.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think if Cantor improves,
if he could get himself to stay on the floor in against teams that he couldn't last year.
If he can do that, the Thunder could be a serious force because they could be really hard to beat. If Cantor can stay on the floor at that four position.
Yeah, and do like that Spurs series. Like if he could do that with a team like Golden State.
That'd be cool. Exactly. If he can hold his own. And maybe it helps if Adams can really get better defending the perimeter a little bit too. So if you need Adams to guard the four and Cantor to guard the five, you can do that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I don't know.
He was switching out on point guards last year.
Right. I mean, he had his moments, but then you saw, I think, games 5 through 7 when he did switch on Curry. Curry started knowing what to do, and Curry started roasting him. But in the first few games, it was like, oh my God. Yeah, it was nice. All right, next one. What time are we at?
16.
What?
Are those words? That?
Okay. I'm going to pretend that you said 16. Okay, 16. Yeah. I think we got time for one more. But don't worry, we have questions
this from Facebook.
Hannah
Lynn Staten.
Okay.
Is Russell Westbrook ready for this type of leadership where the team and fans are so dependent on him? With his new role, can we rely on Westbrook and his skills to take us to the playoffs and possibly, all caps, the finals?
Finals, that's a little bit of a that's a dream that's probably not going to be fulfilled. But playoffs, yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a lot of fun watching Westbrook be the undisputed leader of the team. And he's just going to be the guy that the Thunder are going to lean on every single night. And it'll be fun watching him. I think he's going to embrace the role. I think he's going to be great. I think we're going to see the best year Russell Westbrook's ever had this year.
Yeah, and if you have one guy that I think to look forward to run a team or like have the work ethic that you need to sort of everybody else should follow. I mean, like what a perfect guy.
I read an interview with Oladipo the other day. I can't remember who the interview was with, but he was talking about his time in LA with Russ and them working out together. And someone asked Oladipo, or the interviewer asked him, did you beat Russ to the gym? And Oladipo was like, nope. He was like, he beat me. He was like, he beat me to the gym, which is rare because he was like, I got a little upset because normally I'm so early to the gym and he still beat me, which I thought that was interesting.
So I think the concern there with Russ is his attitude, right? I mean, I think that's always what it comes down to. It's not his work ethic. He's always going to put in, you know, the time. And
so maybe if they get in a losing streak or something about how he reacts to it, how he responds and how he leads the guys.
Well, also
like if you look,
go ahead.
So if you look at like when Katie was out with an injury at the last half of a year or two ago, wherever.
Right. 14-15 season.
Where Russ was just like, I'm going to take the whole team on my back and then I'm just going to score.
Yep.
Like, I think the kind of turning point here is him saying, okay, I don't need to do that. I have to make these other guys better because I can't do it alone.
And I think he knows that.
And there was that Billy Donovan podcast with...
Did you say Donovan?
Donovan?
Yeah, he did.
Did I?
All right.
I don't know.
Continue.
So Billy Donovan, where he was talking about, you know, Russ, I like starting the season knowing that he's the guy and knowing that they're going to have a different offense, like that's going to be a focus. And
well, part of the frustration also is that there's going to be growing pains. I mean, the roster, it looks completely different.
Yep. Yeah.
There's going to be growing pains. And
it's going to be like last year, right? When they started out, and we knew it was going to be a new coach, a little bit of a new roster, a new team, because KD had never played with Cantor. So it's going to be like that a little bit.
Yeah. And so I think that's part of the frustration, too. He's going to have to understand that there's going to be times where guys aren't going to be where they're supposed to be, mm-hmm. or, you know, somebody doesn't cut at the right time. And it's just not going to look as good as we're used to. And they're going to have to fight to get as many wins.
But he's not going to have a guy to just pass to go get a bucket anymore. I mean, maybe Oladipo to a certain extent, but in Cantor sometimes here and there. But that's it. You know, nothing as reliable as Kevin Durant. So, yes, Russ is going to have a way more of a burden to score at timely places in the game. You know, like he's really going to have to pick and choose the spots. But you were talking about
who closes the game now.
You were talking about the 14-15 season and how he really just, you know, shouldered everything and said, I got to do everything. I think he learned from that.
Yeah.
But the thing about Russ that you worry about is he gets in that mode when he's on the court.
Right.
And you hope that it doesn't cloud his vision and to cloud what he knows when he's off the court. Like things that he's recognized off the court, you hope he recognizes it on the court as well.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so we hear a word from our sponsor, 405?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea.
I'm sure you've seen those Stash Brothers t-shirts on the likes of Enes Kanter, Steven Adams, or even fans around town. But do you know where to get one? Go to 405threads.com.
405 Threads is a local clothing company, and I'm telling you, they have the freshest Thunder, OU, OSU, and other localized apparel on the market today. You got to go check out their prints over at 405threads.com. Use promo code 405THUNDERHEADS. That's promo code 405THUNDERHEADS for 10% off your online order. It's a deal you cannot pass up. Okay. 405 Threads is actually giving away the shirt that we're giving away. They're giving away the shirt that we're giving away in this podcast as it concludes. I don't know. So, okay, but now we're going to play a game over under. We're going to split it up a little bit. I got some good stuff for you guys. Uh-oh. So are you ready? You guys know how this game works,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am ready. And I'm
going to give a number in relation to a certain thing. You're going to tell me if it's going to be over, if it's going to be under. Okay, first one. Who wants it? Raise your hand.
I'll take it.
Jason's.
Buzzed in.
Okay. Meep. Joffrey Laverne, a.k.a. King Joffrey.
Like him.
He averaged 17.6 minutes per game last season in a crowded front court with the Denver Nuggets. He now plays for the Thunder, obviously, a team with an equally crowded front court. So the question is, how many minutes per game will Laverne average? The number is 15, over or under. Did I say points or minutes? Minutes per game.
Minutes.
Minutes per game.
I'm going to go slightly over.
Over.
There's no... Okay, it's just over.
Just over,
okay.
But slightly.
Interesting.
Just because I think he's going to be a pretty big deal. He's either going to start... with Adams.
He's going to be a pretty big deal.
He's a big deal. He's either going to start with Adams or come off the bench.
So you think there's a legitimate chance he starts?
Don't you have him? So what?
I like him better than Ilyasova.
So you have him as the third best Thunder big man?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I do. I like him.
Hmm.
Okay. I think he has the potential to be that, right? I mean, I don't think that you can definitively say
not,
he is.
He's not.
That's a bit of a hot take.
Yeah.
Jason, like if you have the sizzle ready,
I don't.
Go ahead and knock that. But, I mean, that's a bit of a hot take, which I hope you're right, because I think that's honestly awesome. Best case scenario for the Thunder.
Do you?
I think that if Laverne shows himself to be a really solid player and great at that four position, knocking down mid-range shots like Ibaka could, you know, and pick and pop scenarios and on the rebounds, I sound like an idiot.
the rebounds.
Stop hitting buttons. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think,
Rob?
No, I say under. Because I really think they're going to need Ilyasova's ability to spread the floor and be able to...
You're right.
And Joffrey, although he can hit a mid-range jumper, I mean, he's mostly going to be doing the same thing that Cantor's going to be doing, to an extent, the same thing Adams is going to be doing. I mean, so I don't know. I just don't think... I think they're really going to need Ilyasova
They do say that Laverne is better away from the basket. Like, he can stretch to the three. He didn't shoot it well last year. He hasn't shot it well in the NBA, but in FIBA play, he's been pretty good shooting the three.
And it's a little closer, though.
A little bit closer, but so that's kind of interesting. I mean, so the potential's there. They're going to welcome it. They're going to say, go ahead and shoot it if you're open. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
It could get really ugly. I mean, if he's not hitting threes, and then it's like, okay, well,
I mean,
we might see the same thing from Cantor, right? I mean, I would think Cantor's going to take more threes than he's ever. He's okay. He has a nice percentage, you know, small sample size, but
yeah.
Okay, next one, Rob. Russell Westbrook's career high is 54 points, which he achieved in a loss at Indiana on 43 shots without Kevin Durant. With his scoring burden as high as ever, what will be his highest scoring game this season? The number is 48, over or under?
Under.
Ooh, wow, that was quick.
I really hope it's under. Like, I hope, I really, really
hope.
Why
do you hope? You don't want to see him, like, go off for 61 Mm-mm. game or something?
No, because I'm afraid they'll lose
that
game.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
he'll
fuck you.
He'll shoot 48 over. Times, and they're going to lose that game.
Yeah, no, you're probably right, but wouldn't it be awesome?
No, I'm going
just
over.
Just one game. It's an 82-game season.
Over.
You're going over?
Oh, yeah. 60-point game. It's happening.
I don't like it.
Call so what if you had to guess what his high point game will be? He's going to get 45 one night. He's
you
going.
Think?
Yeah.
He's got to get 45.
He's going.
I would have been a little bit lower than that, but probably like 40, 42.
What was his high last year? I don't even know. Jason, you could probably look it up.
I can.
But I don't know how quick you are. Not. You've been hitting the wrong buttons.
So the problem the problem is that I just don't want him to do that. Like I don't even want to think about it, cuz I want him to just
just pass like, the ball.
So you want him to treat every game as if we got to win this game. You want him to be amazing, flawless. I mean, which is fine.
He's going to have to score points, but I'm thinking like, you know, 28 to 32, somewhere in there.
So you want to see the consistent Russell Westbrook, yeah. 25 to 30 points, 8 to 12 assists, just get it done night to night.
Low turnovers,
right.
Good shots that, you know, and I mean, don't settle for the three. Oh my god.
Damn, where's your head?
Last season, what did Russ score the most? What was his highest scoring game?
Yeah, you can find it's fine. I would guess though, like I think he had 44 maybe.
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
Neither one of them like really had the huge games like they used to.
Mm-mm, I think KD had a couple 40 point games and then Russ had a couple, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know though. All right, next one. Jason, just stop looking it up. Just don't even touch the computer anymore.
I don't even touch it.
Yeah. Okay, Jason. Steven Adams has always struggled with his free throws. However, we saw great improvement from when he shot 58% on 2.3 attempts per game in the regular season last year to 63% on 4.1 attempts per game in the playoffs. So the number is 63% over or under next year, free throws. Steven Adams.
I'm going to go under.
That's a bummer.
I don't know if he can maintain that through the whole season.
Yeah.
And
the thing that I feel like is encouraging is that he attempted so many more in the playoffs per game and he shot a higher clip. So it's like it is strokes there, right? I mean, it's not a terrible looking shot. It actually looks all right sometimes.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would probably say under as well, but I think your number is really close. That's why. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's very far off from that.
I mean, if he shoots over 65, I think we'd be happy.
Oh, extremely happy.
And I'm going to go over. I'd go over. I feel pretty confident about it, too. I think that that's a part of his game that he realizes he needs to be better. He needs to be better because you can't be letting... I mean, they tried hacking him during the playoffs, and he was knocking him down, though. Yeah. It didn't work on him. Worked on Roberson.
Yeah.
It did do that.
That could have been an over-under. It would be like 48%.
4%?
Roberson, how do you do that? Oh, we have a Roberson over-under coming up, though. All right, Rob.
Yep.
Anthony Morrow made 141 threes during the 2014-15 season for the Thunder, the year that Kevin Durant was hurt. However, we saw that number nearly cut in half last season, where Morrow made only 79 threes. Shooting is a glaring weakness on this year's team, so the number is... Oh, my gosh.
God, Jason.
Really in there.
What in the hell? So the number is 100, over or under?
Over.
Over.
I really hope it's over. I mean, we just talked about it with Ilyasova.
Yep.
Like, they need somebody to spread the floor, create space for Russ, Oladipo. I mean, and if you can have him out there, and so what
I mean, you're asking for a little over one a game there, you know?
Well, yeah, and basically what you're saying is that if he's doing that, we can take whatever we're losing on defense from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think I'm hopeful.
But in that situation, if he's hitting over 100 threes next year, he's playing over Abrines, right?
I mean, we kind of, after seeing him get his ass beat kind of in Olympic play, the 2 minutes that he played,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to be able to stay on the floor because he's a little guy.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, it's a big unknown.
I mean, it's not like Morrow's defense is incredible.
No, it's not. I mean, I don't think Abrines isn't going to play because of his defense being bad.
True.
You know, it's going to be more like, who do they trust?
I mean, but if Morrow's going to be on the roster, I mean, that's you got to use him for that.
I agree.
That
he's an excellent spot-up shooter. This team needs that.
Well, and also, so if he's also if he's going to be on the team, you're going to have him on the court, then he has to shoot the ball. Like while he's out there, you have to get him to shoot the ball and create plays for him to get shots.
Yeah. You remember, I think it was game five in Golden State. Yeah, it was game five, and Morrow hadn't played. He hadn't played at all series really, and then they threw him in, and he had a great game. Right. I mean, he shot the ball well, so. He's a guy that you can actually rely on to do some stuff like that here and there. He's always ready. So, but it is a thing. Like a guy like Morrow, he gets out of his rhythm. He's going to miss more shots. Right. Yeah. I mean, like last year we saw it. He didn't play it as much as he did the year before, and so he didn't shoot as well. So it was probably one of his worst shooting years of his career, I would say.
Probably so.
Without looking at the numbers. All right, last one. Sticking with threes, Andre Roberson. He's increased his 3-point makes each year of his career. He made 32 last year. 32. Isn't that crazy? I thought it would have been more than that.
Yeah, when
I
looked at it, that sounds really low.
32. And the Thunder desperately
needed. How many attempts?
I don't know, but he shot like 30% or something. So
not good.
The Thunder desperately need him to improve in that department. And you know he's been working on it all summer, so the number is 40 over under.
I'm going to go over.
Over.
Well, just because
a very reluctant
in
over
2K, he was 4 for 4, 100%. Killing it, dropping bombs.
I'm going to go under because I think that, not because I don't think that he will shoot as well or anything like that. I think that they're not going to use him in that position as much anymore. I think with your point, Rob, having Morrow on the roster and needing to use him, I think they'll use a guy like Morrow more in situations like that. Ilyasova, stretch him out to the 3-point line. And try to play Roberson more
like
as
they did
a,
in the
like
playoffs.
A big guy, yeah, like they did in the playoffs. Dude, as a cutter, as a picker.
I think they've found out. I think they figured out how he's useful in the playoffs.
Although I still think they would like him to develop a 3-point shot, but it takes him so long to shoot the damn ball.
Yeah.
Well, and what we saw in the playoffs was where they were switching. You know, he was playing on offense. You know, they moved him down to the post, and he was sort of trying to run off screens or whatever and just try and get easy buckets if he could. And so, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know that that's how they'll be using him. If Jason's right and he shoots over, I mean, that would be – that's
probably not.
That's all you could ask for him, right?
I mean, that's absolutely. As long as he's not taking 200.
If he makes one more, then we're like –
well, if he's shooting 40 – if he's shooting over 40%, he can shoot as many as he wants.
40%. No, this isn't a percentage. That was the number of makes.
Oh, number of
number
makes.
Of
that's
makes.
Total made
oh,
baskets.
Oh, my God. I was way
he made,
oh,
he no. made 32 last year total.
Total – like
which
total
is like one every 2.5 games. Isn't that crazy?
That's just not good.
I wonder how many he made in the playoffs. Probably like 15.
I wonder how many times he was just open out there because they weren't guarding him and he had the ball and he just didn't shoot. Yeah,
I remember watching people yell at him for it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to some more listeners' questions.
Woo!
It's exciting.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Yeah. That's convenient. All right. We got number one.
Take a look-see. At KKDK35, regarding the Rick James tattoo, is KD having a mini breakdown, or is he just finally free to let his super freak flag fly?
Whew. That was impressive that you got through that.
Tongue twister.
That is a tongue twister. Say that again.
I can't.
Do it.
Okay. Regarding the Rick James tattoo, is KD having a mini breakdown, or is he just finally free to let his super freak flag fly? Boosh.
I don't know the answer to this, but it is a mini breakdown.
Don't
I would
you
say,
want
right?
him to be having a mini breakdown?
Maybe that is part of why I'm saying it is a mini breakdown because
God,
secretly
be awesome.
I kind of wish for it. But first, I mean, Tupac, Rick James. Like, where did the Rick James?
Yeah,
what
like you go Tupac and then Rick James. That's a logical progression, I think.
I'm
Makes
really
sense.
Confused by. It's like it's. I'm at this weird point where I'm just like I'm kind of happy KD's gone. You know. Like, not because...
Not because of the...
Obviously, from a basketball standpoint, I'd like the Thunder to be as good as they could possibly be.
But his personality has just gotten more and more strange and not at all
I don't
who
really like
presumed.
Him as a person.
It's not who he presumed... Like, we all presumed him to be.
Like, if KD played for another team his whole career, a different team than the Thunder, with his personality, do you think you'd like him? I don't think I'd like him.
I would have, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, he was this when he awesome was, person.
I think that's why I wouldn't have liked him, though, because, like, everyone's always loved him. The media's always loved him. And he's turned like more bad boy lately or whatever.
Ever since that Katie is not nice campaign.
That's true.
Really turned into a dick.
That's true. He was he told Nike he was like, I'm gonna start being a dick.
I'm like, all right, well, maybe Nike told him to be a dick.
All right, next question.
Next.
Hey, stop it.
Really snatched that one out of there.
Yeah, you did. You're like the claw. You know those games that like claw. The arcades with the claw?
Yeah.
And the, okay.
The little aliens in Toy Story?
Yeah, in Toy Story. They all are the same. You don't even get... What's the point in having all of them the same in the claw?
Right.
Because then you don't aim for the one you want. Yeah, but I guess
you're not going to get one anyways because the claw is fucks you over.
Yeah, it's rigged. But...
Yeah, it's like that's true. Fair games. Okay. Don't go to the fair.
Question.
At $1 a day. Dollar is spelled D-A-L-L-A-R.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cavs have been looking to trade Shumpert, and Russ has been working out with him. He could be a possibility, but is he any good still? No, is the answer.
Yeah, I would have loved this like 3 years ago.
Yeah. When Presti's always loved Shumpert.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Whenever he used to be able to make shots.
Let's not even talk about what the Thunder would have to give up for a guy like Shumpert, but if there were rumors coming out and say the Thunder are interested in Shumpert, where would your mind go? You would be like, no.
Yeah, don't we have that guy right now?
Robertson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Robertson's a better defender.
Better three-point
shooter. Shumpert's probably more reliable on offense, though.
He's just really fallen off.
Yeah, he has. I don't know if he's fallen off or if he's just plateaued completely.
Is it because he delivered a baby in a car that now he can't shoot?
That or his haircut. Like,
oh, yeah.
It like tilts his body his weight. Yeah, so he's like not balanced when he shoots.
It could also...
I think we're fixing his game for him.
He's also been injured, and so I mean I don't know if that's part of it.
Maybe
next year he'll come back with a full offseason he'll be really good to go. But
he'll probably get hurt again.
Does Presti have a thing for injury riddled guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Riddled? Next question. Why don't I just leave the hat between you and I?
Okay.
Instead of grabbing it from the other side of the table every time.
At Jeffrey Dillon says, do you think McGarry's weed guy ever feels guilty?
That's a great question.
That's a really good one.
probably a bit.
You think you're just like, man, really?
Dude, Mitch, gosh.
I gave you that weed telling you to not do it until the drug test.
Maybe a better question, is he reluctant to sell Mitch weed anymore? Is he just like typical, I need the money, man, come on.
Yeah.
hey, Mitch. Yeah. I know you got a drug test coming up, but it'll be fine.
Mitch, I can see Mitch going to buy it where it's legal, though, and bringing it across state lines.
I could see that. He's got money to fly over there, then drive back, rental car.
He does have money, but he's losing money because he keeps getting suspended.
Woo!
Next question.
Hot take.
Get through these.
That wasn't really a hot take. It's just true. Well, you guys folded these really well.
Yeah.
Hard to get into.
Thank you.
I don't know how to say this. At Yiffen Jay.
Okay, that's good enough.
I don't know.
Yiffen Jay?
Yeah, that's what it says. What trade would you like the most, and who do you think it would involve? Out of Jimmy Butler, Paul George, or Blake Griffin?
Well, out of those three, Paul George, right?
Yeah, Paul George is easily the best fit.
Yeah, but the only problem there is you have to trade... Russell Westbrook, Steven Adams.
Russell Westbrook giving up to be involved.
Which
Billy Donovan, I think.
To that point, obviously, I think Paul George is going to be the most expensive in terms of what you have to give up.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy Butler,
I'm for Jimmy.
I would really like Jimmy Butler, but still, I mean, it's still it's expensive to have Jimmy.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't.
Paul George isn't available.
He's not available.
He's not going to be available. Blake Griffin might be available to a certain extent. Jimmy Butler, no one really knows, right?
The Bulls don't know what they're doing.
They're
confusing themselves.
If the Bulls start 8-12 or something,
he'll be available,
right? Shouldn't he be? Shouldn't they just look to rebuild and reload?
Because people will
overpay for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's good, but he can't shoot that great. You know, he does a lot of things really well, but it's not like he doesn't really take over a game that often or ever, really. You know what I mean? He's not really like us. I wouldn't say he's a superstar.
I feel like he's making his way to superstardom.
He might be.
He's really good. I really like his game.
He's solid. He's so solid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best way I can describe him. But, I mean, if you're going to get Jimmy Butler on the Thunder, which would be amazing, I don't know.
So you wouldn't want I mean, I don't. So to that point, I mean,
you can't have Oladipo and Butler.
No, and I don't think Jimmy Butler's ever going to be the best player on a championship team. I'm not saying that. But if he comes to the Thunder and you have Russ, I don't. He doesn't have to be the best player,
right?
You know, I mean, so he's just got really. There's a lot of value there, but the problem is to get guys like that, you're going to have to give up too much. I think.
Are you for this Blake Griffin?
Yeah,
you're for it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to come around on it, or were you always for it?
So I don't like Blake Griffin as a person.
No one does. No one does.
But
I did listen to his JJ Redick podcast.
I don't mind him as a person.
Listen to his JJ
Redick
podcast.
I don't like him on the court though.
His commercials are great.
Yeah, I don't like him on the court.
I kind of like him.
He's got a great personality.
But on the court, he's a little annoying.
He's got a great personality. Okay, next question.
Would you date him?
I'll give him a run. He's got money. I'm a gold digger. Yeah, I chase the money. Gold digger.
Give me money. All right. Daenerys Nunes from Facebook says, team-wise, are the Thunder at a better position to become the next NBA champions, ?
Than they were
before?
No.
You mean when they had
two
top five players?
Yeah,
it will be fun to watch this team, but no.
It's going to be great to watch the team.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
going
to be fun to watch the direction they go from here, right?
Yeah,
I mean...
Yeah.
It's Mitch McGarry weed question number two.
All right.
At Boomtown, where does Mitch McGarry get his weed? That disappointed guy?
I think we talked about it, right? Yeah, the dealer that's disappointed
that
him, that's reluctant to sell it to him,
but
now
he still needs that money.
He feels guilty.
But he got to get that paper.
Yeah.
You know?
Next question.
This is the lightning round.
It is a lightning round. It's like fast money.
R. Combsy. Oh, my dear God. When Mitch McGarry walks into a shop, wink, wink, a weed shop is the thing. What do you think his go-to flavor is, Rob?
I got one for this.
Yeah, I don't know how any of this works.
He doesn't know weed flavors.
Cherry. I don't know. I'll have the cherry.
I'll have the cherry
it's
weed.
Not an icy, bro.
I don't know how it works.
Y'all got that cherry weed?
Blue Dream.
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh.
He's from Michigan. Go Blue, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
He always says that.
Blue Dream.
And it's really good also.
Not
that I know.
What's like just a couple more flavors? Like what
Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Oh,
is that
wow.
Real?
That is a real one.
Yeah.
So I was way off with cherry.
OG Kush is pretty good.
Cherry. Just like generic.
Cherry.
Great.
Yeah. Chocolate. You want the chocolate
blue?
Flavor.
Y'all got blue?
Chocolate. Mint chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have that one.
I have the cookies and cream and a large sundae.
Sundae?
It's not fucking Brahms. All Brahms are secretly weed shops. No one
that would
knew
be
that.
An be amazing awesome. Thing. That would be a nice like joint business there, dude. Though. Like they just sell weed on one side and then ice cream on the other. You could just,
you just walk through and say, well, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll have some.
I guess I'm already here. I was going
to
do this anyways in 2 hours.
I don't
want
to drive home, come back.
Yeah.
All right. At JDub25, how long into the season before KD and Draymond get a cute celebrity couple name?
I don't know. I don't even want to talk about them. I mean... I feel like they should have one now. I was trying to think of one earlier. And
really hard to smash their names together.
Yeah. I don't know.
Craymond.
Do you have anything good for this, Rob?
No, I have. I do not. And I don't,
Kevmont?
Like you, I don't want them to have one. I hope it fails miserably and they're just all
did
angry at each other.
Did anybody see Draymond on whatever talk show he was on? Either Jimmy Kimmel, I think, or maybe
he was on
Jimmy
something.
Fallon.
He was on something.
He's anyways. Been on
he's
the show.
Stupid.
What
oh,
time?
It's Conan O'Brien.
Conan's still on TV, huh?
Yeah, TBS.
Oh, he was on Conan.
And let's see here. Kyle Morse. Is it better to fail to try or try and fail?
It's so deep.
This is good.
That is so deep.
I mean, most people would tell you it's better to try and fail, but here's what I'm going to say. Don't let your dreams and hopes be crushed. Just don't have any dreams and hopes in the first place.
Yeah. My take on that is don't let your dreams and hopes get in the way of you failing.
Yeah.
So just fucking, you're going to fail.
Yeah. Come on. Just like
you're not going to make it.
Yeah, unless your dad's rich or something. All right, this is the last one.
If you're
take that hat
if
away from him.
This is the last one.
Take the hat away from him. He'll just keep grabbing him.
Last one. Read it.
Hold on.
Okay.
Just a second. We had a last minute one come in, I saw.
Oh, really?
It was really good.
Oh, so we got like a... we got a.
I went away from the hat because this one's so good.
Oh, wow. I'm excited about it.
And this is their second question. They get two on the podcast today.
Is this the winner? Is this the one you're picking as the winner?
I think I might have to after I read it.
So you're declaring this a winner before you even read it.
Before I read it, yeah.
Okay.
Don't let it cloud your judgment. But at KKDK35, the light has gone out of KD's eyes like a classically trained dancer resorting to stripping. Agreed or disagree?
I agree. I think he's joined the dark side. Like, if this were Star Wars, he left the Jedi and joined the dark side.
Yeah, he's a Sith now. But not a cool Sith. Like, he's a piece of shit.
No, he's like Samuel Jackson in it. You know, he's like, why are you... You're in this just as a filler,
you're just
dude.
A side character.
What is this? What are you guys referencing?
Star Wars.
Never seen it.
Ever heard of it?
No, nope, never seen it.
All right, so, hey, let's congratulate... what's the name?
At KKDK35, Krista Keener.
All right.
You won the shirt.
Good job. Woo! We'll send you a message. We will get you that sweet shirt.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, let's get to some...
Well played.
Let's get to some Hold notes, on. Right? Let's get to some notes. Notes! All right, some notes. Russ was on Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Did you guys watch it?
He was.
I did.
Yeah.
You did watch it?
Yeah.
So I was being really ashamed because I didn't watch it.
I always saw the segment that they did where they threw things.
I watched that part too. So was there any good stuff?
On YouTube.
No, pretty much what you'd expect.
I've seen him on a talk show before, and that's why I didn't watch it. Because it's like, I know what's coming. He's going to, I mean, it's really nothing juicy.
Jimmy Fallon's really funny. So, there was some funny parts, but
nothing. He's an easy interviewer, too. Like, I feel like he just has fun with the person as opposed to, like, giving some.
Yeah. Did he just ask him about his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
He's done that in the past.
Oh, okay,
so no.
Oh, wow.
Usually every bus night.
Okay, yeah. Thunder Media Day is next Friday.
Woo.
September 23rd, and training camp begins the day after that.
That's
so we
faster
are
than I
so
thought.
Close.
We are so close, like closer than I ever thought. Steven Adams and Andre Robertson, they attended Heritage Hall's football practice the other day. Are they best friends?
I think they became best friends on the New Zealand trip, and they're just like, let's go hang out.
That's what I'm wondering. And did you guys see the picture when Serge Ibaka was in town? I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. They had some lunch or something.
Serge Ibaka came to Oklahoma City.
He was doing a thing at a church.
Okay, I was wondering if maybe he was moving the stuff out of his house or something.
Well, maybe too, that. But he also went to a church. And
so they went out and ate dinner?
Yeah, they went to lunch with Ibaka at Earl's. They went to Earl's.
Weird.
It looked like the Earl's on Western, yeah.
That's a weird choice. I mean, it's barbecue.
They probably ate so much. But so are Steven Adams and Andre Robertson best friends? True or false?
True.
True.
Wait, where's Nick Carlson following that?
That's what I'm wondering. Well, Cantor?
Of course they're best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Cantor probably thinks that he's best friends with Adams.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be Adams' best friend.
They haven't done anything in this offseason.
Well, Cantor seems, though, like he thinks he's everybody's, like he thinks he's the best friend, but like they don't really like him.
He's like the tag along.
Yeah, he doesn't really like him.
Poor Cantor.
He's just really grateful that the whole Stash Bros thing happened so that he has.
Last but not least, Oladipo says no question NBA players will protest during the national anthem in the upcoming season. That's going to be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Doesn't the NBA have a rule against that?
Really?
I think it was collectively bargained where if you're not going to stand up, because they have everybody stand up.
Waiters had us go to the...
You sit in the locker room if you're not going to stand.
Really?
I believe so. I'd have to look at that, but I believe that that's...
Interesting. That makes things a lot more interesting.
My point about Waiters, actually, his stomach hurt.
I think he had diarrhea or something.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Finally, we fit diarrhea.
Because
into
people
the
were like, dissing waiters about it.
Yeah, they were like, Muslim. Yeah. Oh, you're not. Okay.
Oh no, you just had diarrhea. Oh, okay.
Neat.
Yeah. No, that's what happened. And waiters was having to defend himself on Twitter.
It was
over
like a whole big deal.
I could be wrong. Maybe they can sit on the bench, but I don't believe that they can. I think
you also said last podcast that Legacy Grill was open.
They are open.
They just opened a few days ago.
This podcast is
well done.
I mean, that's true. All right, follow us on Twitter at OKC Thunderheads. Thanks for submitting all your questions, all your topics. It was fun. We'll do it again next year.
Good times.
Subscribe on iTunes. Check out OKCThunderheads.com for some good blogging that's been going on, right? Jason.
Yeah.
You did one the other day, a look back at the KD
decision. Finally wrote a thing.
Yeah, you wrote a thing, and it was it's fun, so go check it out. You can also find us on Facebook, SoundCloud, Google Play. Thanks for listening. We are less than a week away until training camp and 2 weeks from preseason. Woo! So it's time. Thunder up.
Napa know-how. A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it.
With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how!
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.